Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Robbie Fowler, Liverpool legends. We just spent an hour or so at your mural. How's it feel, mate? You got a little bit emotional walking around, and no one could blame his boss.
Yeah, no, I did actually, and I genuinely think it's. I mean, it's probably a little bit of a cliched answer, but you think, and I mean, you think it's going to be good, but it's genuinely brilliant. I've seen pictures. Obviously, people send me them on social, but until you actually see it in the, if I'm not going to say in the flesh, which sounds stupid, but in the flesh and in the light, it's genuinely. I mean, it's. It's incredible, it really is. And then when you see the, I mean, it's apparently Mark was saying this new QR code I put in, I think it's the first of its kind with a football mural as well. So, I mean, I would recommend anyone to do that because that is, I've never seen anything like it. And genuinely over the moon with it. I think it's unbelievable.
No, I can imagine, mate. It definitely takes you back, especially when you come around and you first see it and it strikes you. It is absolutely stunning. There's no two ways about it. I mean, did you ever think, there must be an immense sense of pride right now, but did you ever think when you're scoring goals for Liverpool that that would be happening in the years to come?
You don't think. I mean, obviously, I play football. I love the game. You know, I love being part of Liverpool and, you know, still I've loved, you know, every minute of my time at the club and I'm still fond of everything they do. And you don't play football because you want to see accolades like that. But, you know, obviously, you know, scoring goals, winning trophies is brilliant. But there becomes a time when you do finish your career and you're no longer, the player once was. But when you see something like that, I mean, there's a significance to it. You know, there's a real sense of pride. There's a real sense of achievement as well. Because if you're getting murals outside, you know, one of the best places in the world, You must have done something right, and that's something that I'm probably more proud of.
No, rightfully so. Yeah, it's pretty special when you consider some of the people that are remembered in the round. They've got Rushy just down the road, stuff like that. To be remembered amongst those greats, you must be absolutely over the moon.
I am, and I can't really put into words, to be fair, because, you know, I'm very, very normal. Regardless of what people think about me, I'm the same as everyone else. I want to go and enjoy myself at the game. You know, I'm still, you know, a big supporter of the club. You know, I go to games when I can. You know, obviously, I'm probably easy to get tickets. You know, I'm probably quite lucky there. But, you know, to do this, then the next time I go, and I can walk past that mural, and there's genuinely a real sense of pride and achievements every time I come to this stadium again now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we spoke a little bit about the mural there. It's incredible. It really is. Anyone, as you say, needs to go and see it. But there have been a lot of people saying all week on social media, and even people down there today saying it's the best one. I mean, that's something in itself. But would you agree? Can you say that?
I can, and there's obviously a little bit of bias there, and I mean, I genuinely, when it's like anything, if anything involves you, you always think it's the best anyway. But I think I said it to you off camera, when other people are telling you it's the best, I tell you that it is special. And you know, who am I to argue with them? If people are saying it's the best and I agree with them, then I mean, yeah, everyone's spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just on the design a little bit more though, because obviously you're synonymous with the nickname God. I mean, that's clearly portrayed in it. The church window stain, it's special again, isn't it?
I mean, everything about it. I mean, obviously Mark and everyone at Muir Walls have done a fantastic job in bringing it to life. I mean, look, the nickname is a nickname, and as long as people know it is that. You know, I don't claim to be a deity. I don't go around calling myself it. But, you know, in terms of nicknames, that's probably the best one in football. But when you see me all like that, and the significance of the stained glass windows and the element of the deity in it, I mean, it's humbling, it really is, and it's special.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yeah, just onto the Reds then a little bit. Obviously, we are international break at the moment, just out the FA Cup, the quadruple dream's over. But in terms of what happens after this break, like Premier League, Europa League, it's all still to play for.
Absolutely, and you know, we're all big fans. You know, we all want them to as well as what they can do. I think they probably should have won the game against Man United. We could have been stood here talking about still going for that quadruple. Wasn't to be. Hopefully, it's a little bit of a blessing. I know there's a little bit of a theme here with the datey, but you know, hopefully that is a blessing, and they go on to achieve everything that he can in Jürgen's last season. I mean, obviously, I want the club to win the Premier League. The simple fact is that, you know, when we won it last time, that the fans, although did celebrate, they never got to celebrate it the way we probably should have done. And look, when you think of Jürgen and when you think of where the club is now to what they were when he was here, the progression, the where we are now is unbelievable, and we are fighting, you know, obviously for, you know, we've won the League Cup, the Premier League still within our grasp, and you know, that was the one I would like more than anything. But when you think of Jürgen and what he's achieved, what he's won, what he hasn't won the Europa League. So I mean, that would be an unbelievably fitting season if he was to go out and obviously, you know, win the two trophies that are remaining, and you know, get the one that's eluded him, because he deserves it.
Yeah, he does, absolutely. He could complete the set, couldn't he? I mean, to come on to sort of the squad, we've just been here on Mjolnir, and you've got that for your goal scoring exploits and your service to the football club, of course, and stuff like that. I mean, look at the attacking options now Liverpool have got. I mean, Diogo Jota, Jamie Carragher compared him to you quite recently, his finishing exploits, Darwin Nunez. Like, Liverpool are well stocked in that department. We've got some real firepower.
Yeah, I look, and it's all over the pitch. We know we are blessed. I think one of the problems Liverpool had over the years was, you know, the squad probably wasn't the best in terms of players. I'm not saying you're being derogatory to all players, but they're probably the best in terms of numbers that we've had. I know that we've probably needed a lot of kids to come in at times this year because of injuries. I mean, you just mentioned obviously Jota, you know, when he plays, you know, he's a handful, scores goals. I mean, we've said every superlative we can, you know, about Mo Salah. He's been incredible at Liverpool. And obviously Darwin Nunez, you know, he comes in, and okay, there's times when he can be a little bit frustrating, but you know, as a Liverpool fan, he's going to give you everything, and he will score goals, and he will be an handful, and he'll get certainly the fans on his side. And I think we've witnessed this over the years, when the fans are behind the players, when the fans are behind the team can be whoever they want to be. So, you know, as much as we talk about the players, the element of the fans getting right behind them is going to be crucial as well. And, you know, I can't wait for this running now for the end of the season, because obviously all these players are, you know, have been magnificent this year. And, you know, let's hope they keep it going for the end of the season.
Yeah, potentially too much hope for you still to come. But just in terms of the future, you yourself came through the ranks of this football club. Obviously, we've seen, you mentioned some of the academy lads that have come and done an incredible job recently. Like, whoever does take over next after Jürgen Klopp, I mean, the foundations are there to carry on, aren't they?
Yeah, foundations are probably what every football club needs. Okay, you need that element of brilliance with some of the players. You need, obviously, the experienced players. You need the youth. And more, I hope people don't think that, you know, as much as the young kids are brilliant, I hope you don't think that we need to rely on them, because I think, you know, the club the size of Liverpool shouldn't be relying on them. They come in and do the job, and, you know, hopefully stay there and become great players for the club. What they haven't done is they've never let anyone down, and I think that is special. But you know, I hope people don't give them too much pressure and let them come out and play the football, because I think we've seen them come in and do a great job. You know, a new manager will come in, and I've not heard too many people talk about the significance of a new manager coming in, because obviously Liverpool for 9 years now have had the continuity of Jürgen Klopp. So that means going to training certain times, eating food, getting ready for games, and all that will change under new manager. So, you know, not too many people have mentioned that. You know, people mentioned obviously formations, tactics, and quite rightly so. But when the players have been used to something for so long, that continuity that I've just been mentioning, all of a sudden all that's got to change. So hopefully that'll be a quicker fix than what we hope. We want it to be that, because we want the club to continue going, you know, this progress is going forward. You know, all the foundations, all the elements are in place for, you know, for this club to, you know, to be the very best for years to come. And you know, whoever comes in is the manager in the best club in the world. We've got the best fans in the world. When you've got all them and you put them all together, it makes a job a lot easier. you've still got to come in and do that job, but there's an element of easiness or easier when you've got everything in place.
Perfect, yeah. Top man. Nice. Pleasure. Thank you. Top man.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.